Oh, we need to get recorded.
The recording has started.
Recording started. Very good. Thank you. I'm Len Herring, and I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for the Student Success Program Nonprofit Board, which operates the Odeo Charter Schools and the Charter School of San Diego. I'm Len Herring, Chairman of the Board, who will facilitate the meeting. I'd first like to take roll call. Please advise if there's a group of, do we have any public logged in?
No.
Okay, then I'm going to forego the introductions. When I call your name, please respond. Myself, Scott.
Present.
David.
Present. Good morning.
Good morning. Jane is on her way. And Eric.
Present.
Great. And then Mary's here. Who else is here from the school?
Alipio is joining us this morning. Angela Neary, as you know, supports the board. Jackie Robertson. Alina is taking care of all the technology and the like. Will Barry, finance. And he looks a little grayer since we started this year, but he's on board. And let me see who else.
Tim here.
I saw Tim.
I can't see. Good morning.
Okay.
Tim, executive director. And there's someone else. Jane is on board. She's.
Yes, I am.
Oh, here, Jane?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a quorum. Establishment of a quorum. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.3?
Motion to approve. This is David.
And I second.
This is Jane. I'll second it.
Good. Conduct a voting roll call. When I call your name, please say aye or no. myself, aye. Scott.
Aye.
David.
Aye.
Jane.
Aye.
Eric.
Aye.
Motion passes. We will now enter the Pledge of Allegiance. If you would. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Justice for all.
Okay. Item 1.5, approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.5 with the recommendation from Mary Bixby?
So moved, Barton.
Second.
Second. A voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott.
Aye.
David.
Aye.
Jane.
Aye.
Eric.
Aye.
Thank you. Moving on. Public comment. I'll read this for the sake of. If you'd like to participate in public comment, please complete the spokesperson card. It's harder to do when you're in video. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion on action items may happen at this time. The board's prerogative to respond or give direction to the staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being considered will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, I will approve the disapprove extension of time allotted. Item 2.1 is a non-agenda public comment. An opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Is there any public comment to be heard at this point? Hearing none, moving on. 2.2, agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes in total, unless otherwise modified by the chair's person. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the agenda items? Hearing none, we're moving on. Administrative items. 3.1 is a president's report. Mary?
Yes.
Rodeo Charter School petition renewal update.
I don't know. Tim, do you have a copy of the petition there so we can show them the petition? I have to begin by commending staff. They have put so much work into this, particularly senior leaders, Lynn Alipio, Tim, Jackie, and with the help of finance department and so many other people. The renewal for Adeo, as you know, your sister school, which is under Student Success Programs, has been an extraordinary effort. We've worked closely with the district. We don't anticipate any issues in terms of approval, but I received a call from one of my charter colleagues, founder of Escondido Charter School, and he asked me if I had a copy of the original charter that was presented in 1993. And I said, well, no, you know, I really, I don't, but I'm sure somebody in the organization has it. He goes, well, I've got a original copy. So he sent it to me, and it is so tiny. It's just little. I was telling Eric Premack about it, and he said, send me a picture of the new charter and that previous charter. And if you look at the charter, it is at least 4 inches thick. It is huge. It's a huge effort. And we have been doing three of those kinds of documents for renewals and, you know, different things. So it's been a heavy season in the last few months preparing all those documents. So thank you to staff. And we're going to be voting about that approval, I believe, aren't we? Or did we already do that? No, we haven't.
No, it's coming.
Sorry, SSP, you don't vote for it. Our Adeo board approved it. Tim, can you bring us up to date a little bit with the school update?
Sure. There's a copy of it on the, it's a nice big thick binder, several hundred pages. Definitely much larger than what it was originally. Mm-hmm. So we do have the public hearing for the renewal for Adeo Charter School on December 2nd, Tuesday, and then the vote will be January 12th. In terms of the schools, everything is going well. We are still implementing our distance learning plan. Staff is working with students remotely, but beginning Monday, we will be bringing back some students, special ed primarily, and students that may be struggling with online compared to those that are doing really well. So we will have like a phase one reopening on Monday. To our resource centers will be our first time having kids back on site since March 13th. We will see how that goes and then implement further phases of reopening as the progress is made and the health guidelines allow. Working with our students face-to-face again, very limited, very safe. We've kind of redesigned our resource centers, added a number of safety features, number of trainings, so that everyone can come back very safely. And we will begin, we're about a fourth of our students in special education. We have very high special education population. So we are, there was no liability taken away from the schools in terms of compliance with IEPs and the services the students need. So it's very important that we do get back on the site in the very near future to make sure that we're servicing those students. So everything's going well. Staff is staying positive, engaged, and working well with distance, but now we're starting to implement the phase one reopening.
There's been a tremendous investment in terms of safety for COVID, but in other ways as well. All of our doors are, getting safety buzz-ins and just a lot of things are happening on our sites to make them more comfortable, more attractive, and they're already terrific and making them very, very safe. We received support from the County Office of Education. We picked up some materials there, and also San Diego Unified District distributed some. And of course, we invested in a lot of things, including those fancy infrared temperature takers, which are really, really excellent. We have met our offices as well. So we're in good shape to start. We're hoping that we can truly stay open once we start, and that it doesn't. I know the data coming in, we were called to an emergency press conference, I think it was last Friday, just kind of within a few hours, because the data coming out was not good, creeping up. And as I understand, it continues to creep up. So we hope we don't get into an open-close kind of a situation. We've had some assurances that once we open, maybe we can stay that way, but we're not sure. So it is a very tentative situation going forward. And always we're keeping the best interests of the students and the staff while fully realizing that the best place for those kids is back occasionally, at least, into the classroom. So we're working at that. Staff is wonderful. I'm sure I shared with you in the past that we did that third party study of feedback from our staff, and we scored 13 points higher than the highest. Let me see if I'm saying this right. 13 points higher than the highest recipient of a Baldrige Award. So we are way out in front in terms of our staff engagement. And they've been troopers. They've been absolutely troopers. Last Monday, when was that? 2 days ago, I had an all staff call, and we had well over 225, 30 people on board. Currently, we have employed about 78, and our new CTRs weren't on the call. Going forward, because we've moved them to full-time, they will be on our calls, and we're really focusing on training for them so that the part-time but full-time employees. I think that's about the update. Are there any questions? I'd be happy to address them. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Thank you very much. And I do appreciate all the efforts that you've taken to make sure that it's a safe environment. Next is 3.2, and that's the strategic plan update, the Odeo Charter Schools, 3.2.1.3. is school participation report 2019-2020.
The data that the board receives
right
regularly, it kind of stands alone. I don't have any comment on it.
Okay. And 3.2.2, there's just so much information in all of this stuff, it's just like hard to get through. But I do appreciate all the work that goes into pulling this material together. Certainly is very informative.
Well, we understand that it is, you know, you have to be a real charter school nerd to get into every single issue. But I know the book is very high, has very high standards. And and I know, I appreciate the fact that you do take the time to go through it. And I also think that it's very valuable to have it, so that you can always make reference to it if you need a specific. So we realize that. We don't try to do it to you. It just ends up like that.
Well, in some cases, it's just interesting to read through some of the materials that you're going through and some of the standards that are set in order to make sure that we're doing things right. So this is a good way to keep us informed. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. Next item is 3.2.2. That's the charter schools of San Diego. It's the same thing. And again, both of them quite lengthy. And I appreciate that. Is there any other comments on 3.2? Okay, moving on. 4.0 is the consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved or enacted by the board in one motion in a form listed below, unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda. There will be no discussion of items on this prior to the board's vote. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. Do I have a second?
So moved.
Any discussion? No roll call. Myself, yes. Scott?
Aye.
Aye.
Jane?
Yeah.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. Moving on to action items 5.0. Consider approval of the unaudited actuals July 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2020. If there's a report, please.
There is a, this is the net result of operations for fiscal year 1920. And for Odeo, it generated 596.37 P2ADA. And for Charter School of San Diego, 1,658.86.
Not too bad. Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to add, Ms.?
For the Odeo Charter School, we have a net result of operations of $284,499 after you accounted for revenues and expenditures. For Charter School of San Diego, the net result of operation is $509,424.
Whoa. Okay, good.
So both the schools generated $793,924 net result of operations, despite of the fact that our P2ADA was capped. That was because of the executive order of the governor. It was capped to February 28 only, as opposed to for our school, we generate P2ADA up to the end of March.
In the same time, did you calculate what the difference would be if we had been allowed to continue counting our ADA actual?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
It was about over one million.
So a loss of roughly 400,000.
That's correct.
A loss of 0.3.
That was net of expenses.
No, it's not. It's not net. It's just a revenue comparison.
Okay, fair. Thank you.
Okay, that's quite a bit. Anyway. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.1.1?
So moved.
And a second?
Second, David.
Very well. Any further discussion? We're going to take a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Five point 1.2, review of revised preliminary operational budget assumptions and consider approval of the revised preliminary operation budget of 2021. Mary, is there a report?
Len, do you want to add?
When we developed the preliminary report, budget report, which the board approved last June, as you know, we started to develop that budget in April and May, not knowing, and it's only an estimate that we received from the state. Then we budgeted for preliminary about 637.03 ADA. And again, the rate of funding is not yet final until the governor approves the budget. And after the governor approved the state budget, we were capped, our ADA is capped for your 1920 fiscal year. In that case, for Odeo, a preliminary projected ADA of 637, we have to realign this budget now and develop the revised preliminary budget with a 596.37 ADA. Although, if in comparison, the total revenue for preliminary 7.5 million and the revised is 7.8, you will wonder why is it that it's higher when the ADA is high, is lower. It's because the rate of funding and the final budget increased by 8.6% per ADA. And in addition, we also have some one-time CARES funding from the federal.
So there was an 8.6% increase in ADA?
Yes, in rate of funding.
Okay, I got it.
And per pupil funding for the prelim and the revise.
Got it.
But the ADA was reduced from 637 to 596.
So the actual ADA, okay, got it.
Correct.
It was unfortunate about the timing of the funding. We had a approximately 600, in fact, now we have approximately 600 students than we did last year. And then,
we have about 750 more students this time this year than we did last year.
So, and those programs were only, those caps were only placed on charter schools?
No, they were placed on
everyone.
State-based charter schools. Okay. Is that correct? We're talking about state venues? The funding is not given to the non-class charters.
Okay.
There's a section in the Budget Act only recently also, there's an amended after the governor finally approved it, that if you have a growth in enrollment for this year, LEAs, regular districts, and classroom-based charter schools will be allowed to report the growth in enrollment, but not our program, such as us, which is non-classroom-based program.
Yeah. It's very unfortunate. Our students, you know, we're redirected to come back. Anyway, I mean, we're kind of a hold place for them. We're really feeding the district these students. And I mean, I don't know, there seems to be a lot of standing in Sacramento. It would seem that we would be while working with the students, they ultimately back. So we're recovering ADA. The district will, they're being funded this year anyway. The students they don't have. Slowly the students return to the district. That's what the district wants and that's what. Len, you're on mute.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about muting. If as a matter of course, if you are not speaking, please mute your mic because the feedback from people talking causes little interference. Okay, moving on. Is there a motion to approve 5.1.2?
So moved.
And do I have a second?
I'll second that, Jane.
Okay. Any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none, we'll conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. 5.1.3, consider approval of school plan for the student achievement. Mary, is there a report on SPSA?
Mary, would you like me to just briefly You're on mute.
Yes, please.
All right. This year, we are required to do a school plan for student achievement. It's referred to as the SIPSA. In previous years, this information was embedded in the local control accountability plan, the LCAP. But because the LCAP was suspended this year from the state due to COVID-19, if a school or a charter school is receiving federal funds, then you're required to do the SIPSA. So essentially, this is a piece of the LCAP from previous years that you've seen. This year is done in the form of this SIPSA and just outlines how we're spending our federal money to support student achievement within our instructional program. So you'll see the activities we'll be engaging in and the expenses that relate to those activities within the plan. But it is essentially aspects of the LCAP from previous years. LCAP's been suspended, and schools that are receiving federal money are required to do the SIPSA for this year, and most likely next year will be back into the LCAP as required by the state.
Okay. Well, that explains why I've never seen this one before. It's just embedded. So yeah, was this an extra?
Explain schools, you didn't have to do it until about a month ago.
Okay.
And so it's a new requirement.
So this is just to meet the federal requirements for reporting?
Correct.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.1.3?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? We hold the roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. 5.1.4, consider approval of the 2021 Every Student Succeeds Act Comprehensive Support and Improvement Prompts. Mary, is there a report?
We recommend approval. Jim, you have anything you want to say about it?
Yeah, this is a requirement from the state again for this year. If you are receiving this funding, comprehensive support and improvement prompts, we receive it to assist with the improvement of our graduation rate as a DOS school. It's very hard to meet the criteria that the state put forth on the four-year cohort graduation rate, meaning kids come in ninth grade and they graduate 12th grade. We get kids that come in mid-high school very behind. And so there is funding that our schools are eligible to receive, and part of the requirement is to complete these prompts in the form of a plan. And you'll see on page 114, it pretty much outlines the exact activities, the evidence-based interventions and actions that we'll engage in to increase our graduation rate. So it is a requirement to complete this plan and have it presented and approved by the board.
Okay. Pretty comprehensive. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.1.4?
So moved.
I'll second that, Jane.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Very well. Take a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item 5.1.5, consider approval of the El Dorado Charter, SLEP Local Plan B, Governance and Administrative Special Education Local Plan Area. Tim, is there a report on this?
Lynn and I are on the CEO Council for the California SLEPA. And this is required of all charter schools that it go before our board. It really is just a kind of alignment for any kind of changes that have occurred in the charter law and finessing the language. So you won't see that it's very different at all from previous action of local plans that you've approved.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.1.5?
Motion to approve.
Well, do I have a second?
Second.
We're good. Any further discussion? We now conduct a vote. Roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. Action items, these are 5.2 is action items for the Charter School of San Diego. Consider approval of the unaudited actuals July 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2020. Mary?
I think they're self-explanatory. They reflect the same limitations, constraints, funding that Lynn shared about IDEO funding. Lynn, is there anything you need to add?
I think I have mentioned it earlier with IDEO, that the net result of operations for CSSD.
Okay.
And the P2ADA generated.
Right. Anything more on that issue specifically?
No, sir.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.2.1?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it, Jane.
Very well. Any further discussion on budget? Very well. We'll conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. 5.2.2, review the revised preliminary operating budget assumptions for 2021. Consider approval of the revised preliminary operating budget for 2021. Lynn, is there anything additional to this one?
The CSSD's revised preliminary is based on 1,658.86, again, based on the 1920 actual P2ADA. When the board approved the preliminary budget in June, we have projected 1,738 ADA, which means this revised budget is lower ADA. However, the difference between what the board approved in the preliminary and the revised is an increase of 899,640 revenue, number one, due to the fact that the rate of funding is increased by 8.6% and all those one-time CARE Act funding. This preliminary budget also, we have allocated 3% for reserves.
Okay. Interesting times. Mm-hmm. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.2.2?
So moved.
Who was that?
Barton.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second, David Crane.
Thank you, David. Any further discussion? Lynn, can you mute, please? Any further discussion? Very well. We took a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Consider approval of the school plan for the student achievement. Tim, is this the same thing for?
Same thing.
Charter?
Yes.
Is there anything additional for this particular report that you would like to comment on?
I don't think so. Jim, do you have anything different? No.
Same plan, just different school.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.2.3?
You have a motion.
Very well. Okay. Can I have a second? Jane, thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? Very well. We now consider a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Outstanding. Motion passes unanimously. Consider approval of 5.2.4. Consider approval of the 2021 Every Student Succeeds at Comprehensive Support Improvement Prompts.
Same thing, different school. We recommend approval.
Okay, I swear I'm gonna break an eardrum or something, sticking these stupid things in here. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.2.4?
You have a motion, and I hope your ear is okay.
God, I probably do it 5 or 6 times a day. It's just ridiculous.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Very well. I'll take a roll call for a vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Consider 5.2.5. Consider approval of the El Dorado Charter of SLEP, Local Plan Section B, Governance and Administrative Special Education Local Plan Area.
Same thing, just different school. We recommend approval.
Very well. There's another 50-page document. It's like, oh, smokes. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.2.5?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Jane. Any further discussion? Very well, we conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Outstanding. We have a full and approved agenda. Next is item 6.0, board announcements and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature only and not require any action. Are there any comments from board members?
This is David. I just want to commend the Mary and her staff. They are doing a tremendous job, not only on training, but today just very indicative of the preparation that goes into putting these meetings on, as well as just being prepared as an organization. So I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I second that.
Thank you. I have just a couple of comments, if it please the board. One, sure. I'd like to remind you that November 4th at 8:30 is the third workshop. This has to do with the legalities surrounding charter school operation, and the new members are required to attend that by law. And so I hope everyone will be there. Our next meeting is February 17th at 8:30. And I hope then by that we can give you a report on a project that we're working on that's very important. We have kind of taken a shift in terms of our services for students. We were working kind of from a social worker approach over the last year or so. And it has become very clear based on staff input and everything you see around you that mental health has become a tremendous need, particularly with the fact that our kids have been not in a instructional regular setting with a lot of stresses for the last 6 months. Mental health is a priority. And so we are really developing that aspect of our counseling and support. We're bringing on 3 new people and that are counselors, that are certificated, licensed, family, and therapists. And so that's going to be very important that we bring that in-house and that we bring those services for our students. We'll tell you more about that in February. And also, I wanted to clarify, Audeo 2 is also going for a charter. That board approved Audeo 2. So we've got two charters going forward. And one is Audeo SSP. So hold a good thought for both. And we'll get to you as soon as possible. We're very confident. The public hearings, I'm not sure if any of you were there for public hearings, the one that for a day or two. It was amazing. It was absolutely, absolutely stellar. And Audeo Charter Schools is right there with just a wonderful presentation with wonderful outcomes and so clearly a gold standard for charter schools. So you can be very confident that as we go forward in all these different arenas, that we can make you proud. You feel confident as we dare in regard to all of these efforts. So we'll go forward and we'll be getting back to you from here to there. If there's ever a need, we will certainly call for a special meeting. But our basic year, February, is the next schedule.
So Mary, you had mentioned November 4th is that Brown Act. That's a requisite for all board members. Is that correct?
It's requisite for all new board members. We highly encourage everyone to attend.
Okay. It'll be an interesting time the day after an election. So we'll see.
Yeah, it will be.
Mary, I have a question also. Is there any reason for us to participate in the public meeting for the renewal on December 2nd and or the January 12th voting meeting? I assume it's a Zoom meeting for the district?
It is. And of course, you're most welcome to join us and certainly encouraged to. We're limited in time for speakers. So staff, I believe, focuses on having parents and students speak. So I don't think we'll be calling on board members to speak, but certainly their presence will be noted. So yes, that would be wonderful. And we can send you information, Angela, send them information as to how to connect to those public hearings and votes.
If there's been questionable issues, we've spoken as a board members, but if it's not an issue, we haven't really stood up. The parents and the teachers can certainly provide as much backup information as is necessary for those. But I do want to thank Mary for actually recording and sending the training from the last session. I was not able to make it because of a conflict with the county contract meeting. But it was great, and I want to commend the presenters. It was a very well done piece, so I appreciate being able to catch up on that item.
That was our communications department, Alina and Jackie's department.
A great idea.
So thank you to them. That's very helpful. I'm not sure. I wish we had more time and going forward, perhaps in the new year, we're a little past COVID, we will schedule some times for presentations within the board meeting. But one of the wonderful things that's happening is the WAVE, and it's kind of brings together all of the online opportunities for staff, and it's really extraordinary. And I'd like to have an opportunity, if you're interested, going forward, to have Tiffany present some of what the WAVE has done for us. It's another tremendous accomplishment, and it involves lots and lots and lots of people. But in terms of curriculum and instruction, and part of it is, it's not an archive, it's a library of those kinds of recordings, whether they're trainings or trainings for board or training for staff. And so we have an inventory of those, or gaining an inventory on those. So that's there to support everyone associated with the school. And if you're ever interested, we can direct you to it if you want to spend a few hours listening to what we're doing in more detail.
Much appreciated. And it is a great way, because if not, you could just sit at your own time and still just catch up on those items, especially from the informational side. So if she's interested in doing an oversight, just kind of an overview, I would suggest you record it and then just send it out to everybody, and we can go that route as well, just to stay informed. Because again, that was a great way to do it. I did it when I had the opportunity, and I don't feel like I lost anything because I wasn't able to make it. So that's a very beneficial method.
Very good idea. Jackie, can you set Tiffany up to record something like that on the WAVE so we can send it out?
Sure, I'm happy to.
Yeah, we could send that out in November. That would be great.
Yeah.
Late November, early December.
Especially the training. It's really great. And I just sat down one afternoon and listened to it when I had the chance to do so. And I don't feel like I missed anything. So thank you. All right. Any other comments from board members? All right. I will ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
I have a second.
I'll second it.
We got a roll call for approvals. So myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Steve? Steve's not on here.
Steve resigned, remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on my sheet here, so. Just not present, no longer a member. Okay, motion passes. Can I ask for?
Oh, I see. Sorry, I apologize. That's a typo.
Yeah, I saw it.
Fell in there.
Okay, can I ask for the recording to cease then?